please call the next item. Let's go to the time certain items, take care of those, and then we can go to the polled item.
Item 130, proclaim February 15, 2017 to be Stan Penkin Day in Portland.
Mr. Stanley Penkin, could you come up here so we can embarrass you? Eloise, come on up. So I want to start with an apology. Commissioner Fish was all teed up to read this proclamation, and as our arts commissioner, obviously, was a leading voice in this. However, today he showed up and he had no voice. The apology is this. I think I got him sick last week. So he very much wanted to read this. He asked if I would please read it on behalf of the entire Portland City Council. Whereas Stan Penkin was a strong advocate for the creation and passage of the Arts Education and Access Fund, commonly known as the Arts Tax, and has played an indispensable role in its implementation. And whereas Stan served as the first chair of the Arts Oversight Committee from December 2012 until December 31st, 2016, whereas under Stan's leadership, the Arts Oversight Committee has been an accountable, transparent, engaged, representative body faithfully overseeing the distribution of public resources every year. And whereas Stan is a dedicated civic leader and volunteer, serving as the secretary of the Pearl District Neighborhood Association, secretary of the nonprofit organization Friendly Streets, president of the Oregon Children's Theater Board, board secretary of the theater group, Boom Arts co-founder and treasurer of the Oregon Art Pack, and is a member of the Portland Plan Comprehensive Plan Community Involvement Committee, and the Cultural Advocacy Coalition. And whereas in 2014, Stan received the prestigious Civic Gold Award from the Northwest Examiner. And whereas the City of Portland is grateful for Stan's exemplary service to our community. And now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim February 15th, 2017, to be Stan Penkin Day in Portland, Oregon, and encourage all residents to observe this day. Thank you, Mr. Penkin.
Is it okay for me to leave now?
No.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have to say, I've seldom seen somebody more anxious about getting an award like this. You're very humble as well as the good things that you do. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Commissioner Fish has invited a couple of people to speak. Eloise Damrosch is here.
Thank you. I'm Eloise Damrosch, Executive Director of the Regional Arts and Culture Council. And I want to second everything that you said. In fact, I learned some things about what Stan does that I didn't know before, but we've been working closely ever since before the arts tax passed, very closely, and I've been amazed at how, first of all, he was willing to stand up and be appointed to a group that had virtually only the barest bone structure and very little substance of what it was going to do. Citizen Oversight Committee is a pretty broad name. And so I'm first of all, amazed and thankful that Stan was willing to take on a pretty big charge. And then he managed with his committee to actually give form to what this job was and make sure that the taxpayers' money was being directed the way they voted to have it be directed. And I think he's done a remarkable job of that. And I think, I mean, I attend most of his meetings, and I really think that the citizens should be proud of what he has accomplished on their behalf, and I thank every one of them for passing this remarkable piece of legislation, which is doing some really great things that we're going to be talking more and more about as the tax moves along in its life. So thank you. Thank you, Stan.
Well, I must say I am not all that comfortable with this, and it also feels very strange because I'm usually on this side of the table advocating for something and trying to get you guys to vote for something or maybe not vote for something, so it feels very strange. Also, there are other times when you have all, as you have been candidates for office, you have been on the other side of the Oregon Art PAC table, and when we've been grilling you about your commitment to the arts. So thank you, Mayor and Commissioners. I am very honored by this recognition. I also want to thank the community of Portland. When Suzanne and I moved here from New York almost 14 years ago, we were very taken by how welcoming and inviting the city is. There are many opportunities to get involved, and if someone wants to get involved, it's really very easy to do so. I would just want to say that during these years, I've been really honored and privileged to have met and worked with so many committed individuals who give their time, energy, effort, and most of all, passion for good causes and doing good things. So while I appreciate this honor today, it does take a team and it does take a village. And some of those teammates are in this room today. So I feel that this proclamation belongs to them just as well as it does to me. And to Suzanne, my dear, wherever she is, dear Suzanne, who so often when I come home from a meeting, a gathering, a coffee date, and she takes one look in my eyes as only she can see, and she says, okay, what the heck did you sign up for now? So Suzanne, thank you so much for putting up with my meetings, my intense hours on the computer, late night phone calls, my babbling on, my frustrations. Thank you so much. I couldn't do any of this without your support. Lastly, as I look around these hallowed chambers, and I see hundreds and hundreds of people here, standing room only, I just want to remind you all, please remember to pay your arts tax. Thank you.
Nicely done.
Commissioner Fish.
Stan, I just want to add one more comment. It would be an understatement to say that the arts tax rollout was controversial. There were a lot of hiccups early on. And you have been a steadfast defender of the arts tax, as you have also been so diligent in making sure there was the kind of oversight which is necessary to retain public trust in this new endeavor. And to put the human face on this, today 30,000 or over 30,000 children receive now some arts instruction in the schools. And as Eloise will remind us, kids that are exposed to the arts tend to do better across the board in terms of their achievement. It's something about activating the right part of the brain. And so that's a lot of people in our community who benefit from this tax, and I can't think of anyone who has done more to maintain public confidence and trust in this tax than you. And so heartfelt thank you. And I hope you can join me on March 6th. March 6th at 9 a.m. is the date that the Supreme Court has scheduled to hear the final appeal of the arts tax. And the arts tax has prevailed in every legal challenge to date. And on March 6th at Lewis and Clark Law School here in Portland at 9 a.m., the Oregon Supreme Court has scheduled a public hearing. And I know you'll be there. And when we win that last fight, we'll be on solid footing forever. So to my friend Stan Pankin, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Did you want to take a photograph? If you wouldn't mind, could we take a photograph with the proclamation?
Bring your friends out.
So everybody who's here with Stan, come on up. And where do we do it? Right here? Is this the best spot?
Stan, you want to bring
your family up? Right in the middle.
Thank you.
Need more balance.
Very good.
How do we look?
It's the friendly, it's the graffiti cleaning up and caring for people on the streets that they do in the Pearl.
No, I think so.
Oh, yeah, this is fun.
Thank you. I'll say one sentence. Yeah.
Very good. All right, next.